Hi, travelers. Welcome to another TGN live event where the stethoscope meets the suitcase and every event is in a journey into the heart of travel healthcare. I'm your host, Rachel Altum, the online community manager for the Gypsy Nurse. And today we are talking about dating with our good friend, Brandy Pinkerton from Travel Nurse 101. But before we get started, let's take a moment to see how the Gypsy Nurse can help you along your journey. TGN is a one-stop shop resource for travel healthcare workers. You can plan your next assignment with our downloadable travel nurse guide, find your next assignment on our job board, find a place to stay from our housing partner, Furnish Finder, and there's so much more you can unlock on thegypsynurse.com. From insightful interviews with industry experts to in-depth discussions on healthcare trends, our platform is a valuable resource for both seasoned professionals and those considering a career on the move. You can listen to this session and others on demand on thegypsynurse.com. Not only are we the largest online community, but we are also the largest in-person travel healthcare conference that we hold in Las Vegas every year. You can meet up with other travelers and your recruiters that you've been talking to for probably years that you've never met face to face. You can get your CEs at a great price, learn more about the travel healthcare world, and dance the night away at our infamous after party at Dre's nightclub. So me and Brandy always have the best times.
So much fun.
So this happens September 22nd through the 25th, 2024. You definitely don't want to miss it. And early bird tickets are on sale right now for $3.99. You don't want to miss out on the event of the year for our travelers. So go to travcon.org to learn more and then come see me and Brandy in person and we'll all hang out and have the best time ever.
Totally. So fun, you guys. You will not regret it. It's a blast. Best time I've had. Every year I look forward to it.
I know. Every year it gets better and better, bigger and bigger. And I remember like my first year going in the exhibit hall was like very small, just little tables. And now it's like full blown, the biggest thing you've ever seen. The beautiful backdrops and games and contests and crazy prizes. So
yeah, all the giveaways and people definitely like go out. I mean, the best booths you've ever seen and so interactive and so many other like-minded travelers there too. So it's just a blast.
So much fun. Okay. Well, let's talk about one of the hottest topics in traveling, dating. So I know it's kind of hard for everybody to kind of have a love life on the road, but we're hoping that we can help you either have a good love life on the road or just be happy being single and living your life. So how does it work as a traveler to date? So there's two different kind of ways. I think you can chime in here, Brandy, but you can either just have casual and have fun where you're just meeting people, going on dates, or you can try the long distance thing. Am I missing anything else?
No, not at all. I mean, definitely it can go either way. I kind of like personally love the approach, like kind of casual at first. And then if it turns into obviously more than that, then you can talk about the, you know, the long distance thing or whatever the next steps are, if they're truly a match for you. But I think casual kind of starting out is sometimes the best bet.
Yeah, I think so too, because don't get your hopes up. You should, but
I know you're like sometimes setting yourself up for disappointment, but try to be optimistic too. I mean, it's a great way. It's a, you know, travel nursing has been a great way to meet people and just general getting out of your hometown. I mean, I think about it and if I never would have left my hometown, like all the experiences and the people that I wouldn't have been able to meet. And I don't know about you, but I grew up in a really small area and it's like, honestly, everyone like dated everyone. If you met a guy and got excited about them and come to find out, like they had dated one of your friends, multiple of your friends. And you're like, okay, am I ever going to meet someone that hasn't dated someone I know? And so I really feel like just getting out of your hometown period is such a great thing. And it makes you grow in just so many ways and helps you meet new people that could potentially turn into, you know, a boyfriend, girlfriend, and, you know, whatever happens, happens. But I am so glad I left.
Well, I'm a firm believer. I tell my friends, I'm like, whoever I'm going to marry is not living here. I live in a very small town. Everyone's already dated everybody. And I'm like, they're not going to live in a, like, whoever I'm going to be with is not going to live in a boring town. Sorry. They're going to be like in the mountains or like surfing or doing something fun and not living in the Midwest. So
why do you think I moved to Montana?
I have plans to come see you in Montana. So I'll be looking for love there.
Definitely should. Dating here is a challenge too, because it's another small town, but
okay.
We'll talk more about that.
But you know what? It's a small town that I'm not from. So
totally. Totally. And there's fun things to do.
Yes, definitely. So yeah. So you can do the casual or long distance thing, but we suggest going casual first, just becoming friends with people. That's part of the fun part of traveling too, is meeting new people. You know, it doesn't have to be the love of your life, but it's just someone fun to hang out. What else do you have to do?
You have someone to go do things with, which I think is awesome. You know, you don't have to go explore by yourself. And
yeah.
So it's nice to have somebody to do stuff with.
Definitely. Another thing too, what to look for in a partner and even in yourself. So I think definitely being flexible, both parties need to be flexible. At one point you might leave and you're like, hey, I'm leaving, but I'm 2 hours away. I'll come on my day off. Like, I'll come see you on my days off. Understanding, you guys are going to have a lot of understanding. Be like, okay, yeah, I get that you just worked 12 hours and you don't want to FaceTime me because you've been crying on your way home, like, or you just need dead silence. So just understanding that, you know, you're going to have different things happening. Trust definitely is going to need it.
Yeah.
Especially if you do the long distance, you know, both of you can just be like, oh, they're not picking up the phone. Where are they at? You know, I think we depend a lot on texting and expecting someone to just be like readily available. And especially as a traveler, I have a friend, she's scrubbed up from 9 to 5 and can't talk to her until the end of the day. So
yeah, totally. I love all of those. That's all really, really great points. And, you know, I think even just outside of travel nursing, just even regular nursing, like, it's really hard to date a nurse, period. Like, honestly, like, it's sometimes challenging. I mean, our job has so much demands. It's stressful. We're stressed. We're tired on our off days. You know, we just worked a big stretch. Like, literally, like, it takes me a full day to like recover where I even want to do anything. I just want to, like, you know, do self-care all day. I can't even hardly think about, you know, going on a date or doing something. So I think dating nurses are hard. It's hard anyways, but travel nursing does kind of complicate it a little bit. But I think that, you know, one of the key things that you definitely have to look for is with yourself and with a potential partner is that communication factor. Like, it has to be better than ever. You have to communicate your preferences and your boundaries. And I think that people have really just have gotten away from that good communication, or maybe it never was there, but like, definitely that has been like one of the most attractive things, that when I have dated someone, when they're super communicative, like, I just, like, I love that. I'm like, you know what, even if it's stuff I don't want to hear, like, we need to talk about anything and everything. And so I think that's super, super important, but some people are not good at that.
Well, it's very uncomfortable. And that's what I'm learning too, is just like, speak up. I'm like a recovering, what do they call it? Recovering people pleaser. And they're like, I saw a thing that says like, name 3 people that like is pleased with you. And I'm like, okay. So I was always like afraid to speak up and communicate anything, like with my own friends and stuff like that. This is like across the board with anybody. And so I think that's just really important. Just get it out, or you're just going to live in misery by yourself. So
totally. And you're going to always be like, I wish I would have said that or done that, if you're like, didn't communicate it. And one of the last guys that I dated, and he was like, he communicated so well. Like, I was like, I've never experienced that. And it was just like such a breath of fresh air. And there were some things that I was like, oh, like, you know, that I didn't really want to hear, but I'm like, I'm so glad he's like telling me this now. We're getting it out in the open before you like spend all this time and effort invested into someone for them to just like throw something on you later, when just early on, just communicate about it and get it all out in the open. We are not about wasting time. You know what? Life is too short. So let's just talk about it. But
and two, like, you're only there for 3 months. And then if you like mess it up because you spoke your mind, one, they're not worth your time if they're not going to like respect like anything that you're communicating. And two, you don't ever have to see them again if you don't want to.
Yeah.
They're not going to follow you across the country. At least I hope not.
Hopefully.
Hopefully not. But yeah. And two, with like communication as well, I'm going to add, like, in the long run, like everything's going to come out anyways. And you're going to be like, oh man, why didn't you say that to me earlier? You just should have.
I know. Hard, but it's definitely the best policy to stick by if you can, for everybody.
Yeah. And just being honest, even just, I think that's the last takeaway, I think, too. It's just honesty. Like, don't be like, oh, well, my nurses wanted to go out to dinner, that's why I can't call you. But you're just saying, like, oh, I'm just really tired. You know, just be upfront. Be like, well, I wanted to go out with the girls. And like I said, if they don't like it, then they're probably not the one for you, because you're going to have to.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to be able to, you know, do things with your friends, do things for yourself. I used to be really bad about like canceling because I was like super tired from work, literally. Like, I would be like so exhausted, and it wasn't that like I wasn't interested in that person, but just sometimes our job takes it all out of us. And like, we're just literally like taking care of ourselves some days. And so I've gotten a lot better with that. But, you know, and I'll be honest, I'm like, hey, like, just being honest, I had a really bad, you know, shift. I just, you know, I want to stay home tonight. It's nothing against you. Let's make plans another day really, really soon. And I'm going to Netflix and chill by myself, literally. And I'm going to binge the new Love is Blind. So, no, but
I'm going to rot in my bed. Just leave me alone for and scroll on TikTok all day. But whatever it is to let you get you recharged. Yeah. Or if you can find the person that will just like lay in bed with you too and just watch and not talk to you and just bring you food.
Yes. That's awesome. That's so helpful when they can just be like, we don't have to always like go out. We can just hang at the house and like make dinner here or order DoorDash or whatever it is, you know, not always have to go out and have a plan and just, you know, sometimes just relax and not get out of your PJs all day.
Yes. Put that on the list. So, you know, say you find love and you're like, I don't know if this is gonna go well. What do you do when you're leaving? Like, how do you break up with someone?
Yikes. I mean, again, I think I've learned personally, like, that communication factor a lot more. I mean, definitely, I feel like by the time I'm leaving somewhere, I already know if that, you know, if it's something that I want to continue to pursue. And I typically like just get a gut feeling about somebody pretty even early on. Like, okay, is this someone that is worth me investing time in long, you know, long term? And at my age, you just kind of, you know, you either know or you don't. And so hopefully you already have had those conversations, those tough conversations before, like, the end of your assignment, and making a plan. If it is something that you want to continue to pursue, you guys have a plan like moving forward. And, you know, for me, like a lot of times, like I've extended somewhere. So that's helped a lot. You know, you can stay somewhere up to almost a year. So just keep extending possibly, or, you know, like I know I've heard a lot of stories about people long distance making it work. I personally think that would be really, really hard, but if, for the right person, I think that you'll do whatever it takes to make it work. Yeah. And possibly, you know what, like maybe they're a healthcare professional too, and they can travel with you, or they work remotely from home and they could travel with you. Like, I think that would be super awesome too. And I, like, one of my end goals would be to like meet somebody who could travel with me. I think that would just be amazing.
That would be nice.
And if not, then you've got to just navigate, okay, how are we going to do this long distance thing? And the great thing about travel nursing is that flexibility where you can take time off during your assignment and in between. So you can, you know, go visit them. They can come visit you. You can take off some time in between to see each other and that sort of thing. Use FaceTime.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah. And like we said, just be upfront. If you're, you know, talking to someone like, hey, I'm going to be leaving in 3 months. They know there's no pressure or anything like that. And you're like, hey, I told you I was leaving. Sorry you fell in love with me.
Sorry, my bad.
Oh my gosh. So, you know, we're talking about how you can make it work. There are some people in our Travel Nurse Network group that had, you know, tons of people doing long distance too. One person said, I met my current boyfriend on an assignment almost 2 years ago. I extended as long as I could. And now we have an understanding where I travel wherever I want for 3-ish month contracts in the spring. And we just evaluate ongoing basis. I try to be home as much as I can and take local contracts. I like that where you're just kind of, it would also be nice just to work only 3 months a year. And just spend the rest with your boyfriend.
That'd be awesome for sure.
Yeah.
And yeah. And that's the thing about nursing too, is we have so many options to do, you know, whatever it is that we decide to do for whatever season of our life that we're in. So that's, I like that.
And I like the evaluating, like, okay, I took a contract for this many months, you know, that type of thing. So yeah. Another person said once a month we meet up to see each other. Aside from that, we call each other every night and text throughout the day. We don't impede on each other from our goals. We just make it work. I like that too. And I don't know if a lot of people know, like with the Apple, which I think Androids too, they have voice memos where like you don't have to talk on the phone. You can just send like a little voice note, which like
I love that.
I do that with my friends all day long, and I think that would be perfect just to, like, send a little, like, hey, how's your day going, da-da-da-da, and you don't have to, like, call. Like, you can just listen to it on your break if you get a break and all of that.
Yeah, and it's your voice, and they get to hear it, but, like, not committed to, like, having a full-blown phone conversation at that time or whatever. So, and they can also save it and listen to it later.
Yeah, that's always nice, too. Another one, if they're a nurse too, convince them to become a traveler. This person said, my now wife was on assignment when we met. I was staff. She left for a few months right after we met, but we stayed in touch. She came back to the area for another contract, and then I finally quit my staff job, and we traveled together for a year, but it wasn't for me. We bought a house in Denver and have been married. So she still does assignments from time to time. So I think that's good. Or convince them to take a remote job. Say,
yeah. Ooh. Totally. That would be, yeah, all of the options.
Well, a lot of times too, like, you know, the traveler will be like the breadwinner. And I mean, I'm not saying like you're dating for 3 months and then be like, I'm going to like quit your job and travel with me. But I mean, there's so many different things that like, you know, if someone wanted to quit their job, like pick up a life with you, like DoorDash, all those different, like delivery services. There's all kinds of like little odd end jobs that they can just pick up and contribute to your life.
Or but, be my dog sitter when I'm at work. I mean, like, I think that's such a great way too. Like, I know sometimes, like, if you do meet another nurse to even travel with, like, sometimes, especially in our current market, you know, and depending on what your specialty is, you know, it could be hard to travel in pairs right now, like, just being honest. Yeah. So I think, like, being like, okay, hey, like, I'm going to take this, I'm going to work this 3 month assignment, we're going to go here, and like, kind of take turns, even if you have to, you know, and like, give each other a break. But do you know, obviously, whoever is on the break is doing other things to help, like, you know, with the household items and chores and dinner and cleaning and just that sort of thing to make it the other person still feel like, you know, they're they're making an effort and, you know, in the relationship too. I think that's a great thing to do. I'd really be down for that.
I would be down to come home to dinner. just be like, you know what, I'm gonna take care of you and you're gonna make dinner and have the house clean, and that's all I ask. That would be nice.
So nice. And a back massage too, maybe.
Yeah. Just pay them to be your cook and everything else. That's not how love is, guys. Okay. It's
not reality. Totally.
All right. So, you know, you're falling in love, but there's a lot of crazy people. Everyone in the ER probably knows some crazy people, or the psych. So how are we staying safe with dating? I think we all need to be aware of, like, love bombing. If they're like, oh yeah, I'm going to travel with you, I'm going to quit my job, I'm going to, like, if they're moving very, very fast, just pump the brakes.
Red flag, red flag, red flag.
You just met, you don't really know any of their friends. So I think just be very, very careful when they're just like making big plans within like a week or a month or anything like that. Trust your gut. For always. Sure. If you're like, he's kind of weird, just like, it's fine. He's weird. Don't talk to him ever again. Yeah. Like, he can be the nicest person, but you're like, oh, he's just kind of odd. I don't care. We want you alive.
Something seems off. Like you said, trust your gut. It's normally always right.
Yes. And if you're, you know, even if it's like, you know, a fellow nurse, like introducing you to them, like if you're going to dinner, make sure that you tell your family, like, hey, I'm going to dinner with this person. Here's my location. Let people know you're going. Go to a public place. I know, like, men and women, like, they want to be a little bit chivalrous and be like, oh, I'll come pick you up. Like, drive on your own, Uber, you know, even if, like, have a conversation, like, get to the bar early. Like, if you're meeting someone at a bar, have a conversation with the bartender. Be like, hey, I'm new around here. I'm going on a date. Yeah. Like, you don't know a lot of people. I know some of this stuff is just kind of like, well, yeah, but you never know. And then we've also partnered with this really cool device called She's Birdie. So it's just a little I don't have it in front of me right now, but you pull it and it screams, but it also has a button if you get the Birdie Plus. If you do it, it'll send you like a text message and pretending to be somebody. If you click it twice, it'll be a fake phone call and it'll have like an actual person being like, hey, are you busy? Blah, blah, blah. And so then, you know, you can be like, oh my gosh, I have to step away. I have to talk to this person. And it sounds like there's an actual person like there. You can put it on speaker. And then if you hit it, I think 3 times, the cops are coming. They're coming for you, bud. So
I have one. I don't have the plus. But I love it. And like, I use it even like when I'm walking my dogs and other things too. Not just when, you know, I'm going on a date, but I definitely agree. I think the biggest thing too, you can do is letting other people know where you're at, where you're going, sharing your location on your phone with like your friends in the area, your family. Also, like Uber and Lyft also lets you share your ride with your friends and stuff. And I think that is like, just no matter where you're going, like if you're going on a date or wherever, like share your location with your friends and your family. Like, that could definitely be a lifesaver.
Oh yeah. Yeah. The more information, the more possible. I like even with the audio notes, my friend sometimes, like, she works in a little shop by herself, you know, and so then she'll be like, hey, there's a weird car parked outside my work. It's this, this, and this. They look like this. And like, she's given me like we've done that before, like full details. Like, if I get kidnapped, this is all the information. You're the last person to hear from me. Send this to the police. And it sounds silly, but you never know, it might save your life.
Totally. And I feel like I have a lot of kind of like, you know, creepers too on social media. Like, just if you're not on private and stuff, which I'm not, especially because of my travel nurse 101 job too, you know, wanting to be open and have that open profile and stuff. But I get so many creepers on social media. So it's like, you never even know like who's real anymore. Like, are you a real person? Are you like from here? Is a spam? Is this like, I mean, that's just the world that we live in. So just be cautious, trust your gut.
And I feel like, yes, And I feel like this, I know this all might sound redundant. I feel like I've told this before too, but like, don't post where you're at in real time, especially like if you're alone, because even like on Instagram, people, if you put the like tag the location in your story, those people like say in Chicago that are in there, they can click on, you know, the highlight of Chicago on Instagram and see what everybody's doing in Chicago, including you. And so they're like, oh, that seems like an attractive person that I want to talk to. And then they might just show up at the bar you're at or show up wherever they are. So just be careful, even like posting like my new house, you know, on social media, like excited about, you know, your temporary housing. Like people can just pull up your address so quickly, even with just a few numbers. Totally.
I know. And I feel like I'm kind of naive a little bit. Like it's just me. So sometimes I really need a reality check because I want to believe there's good in everybody, and I'm naive and like, it's not the case, you know? And so recently, I just bought a new house, and I was I almost on either side of me, it's a new neighborhood. Like both houses are for sale on both sides. And I'm like, was going to be like, someone come be my neighbor. And I'm like, you're totally giving away like where you live. Like, no, ma'am. Like, I had to really like stop myself. Like I almost posted that and like where I, you know, or like the realtor.com link. I'm like, anybody's about to know where you live if you do that. So I was like, delete, but someone come move in next door to me and be my neighbor. One of my friends, I would love that. But
yeah. Well, and they'll know the layout too. And if you have a rental, most likely your rental was listed online, and then they can look at your rental listing and see like what your bedroom looks like, where your kitchen is, where like the rental keeps the knives. Like, I don't know. My crime junkie is like coming out of me.
I've been watching so many reality murder documentaries. Yeah, I can tell.
You never know. So you just have to be careful. Okay. Well, there's limitless things to be safe. Look them up. Trust your gut 100%. Let everyone know where you're at. We had someone in the comments say that they love telling the bartender or the staff that you're there on a date and you're nervous or you're this or that. So yeah, thank you for that. So we're talking about meeting people. Are dating apps out for travelers? I took a poll in our network group, and a lot of you guys are not a fan of them. I asked for the best dating apps. Number one is Hinge, and then number two is none, no dating apps. And then we have Bumble, Tinder, Facebook Dating, ChartChat, or Epic. I don't know if anyone's found there.
That's hilarious. That made me laugh so loud. Like, we all love Epic. It's the best, you know, documentation system that we have. So that's hilarious.
So if you can find love on there too, it's great.
Their DMs there.
Someone said Jack Daniels and a pillow. Someone said Farmers Only for us Midwest people over here. You're traveling to Indiana. Get on Farmers
that
Only.
That made me laugh. Like, for real, Farmers Only.
Are you asking if
it's for real? Yeah, it's a for real website. Yes.
Yeah, it is.
That's hilarious.
They have ads in Indiana for it. So because we have lots of farm, we have lots of corn over here. So get on Farmers Only if you're in the Midwest. I'm sure. I can't imagine who's on there. The Amish that are not allowed to be on the internet, I'm sure, that have little sneaky phones.
Let me see what farmers are out there. Well, yeah. And I think too, like, it also depends on your location, like what the biggest dating apps in those areas are. Like in the big metropolitan areas, like I think Hinge and all of those are really big. But, you know, I was telling Rachel, in small rural Montana, I got on Hinge and like it wouldn't match me with hardly anybody. And I was like, what's wrong with me? Oh my God. And I like went in and like looked at my preferences again. I'm like, okay, something's wrong with me. I'm not matching with anybody. And my preferences were fine. And I just like lowered my age limit significantly to like low 30s, which I'm not low 30s, but I was like, let's just see. And like instantly, like I started getting a ton of matches. It's just like, people in their later 30s, like in this area, just aren't really on Hinge. They're using other things. And my friend said, like, they're kind of behind in the times here, honestly. So probably like Hinge is coming, but they're still using Tinder. And that blows my mind. I'm like, what? Like, for me, I've always just kind of looked at Tinder as more like a hookup website. But they're like, no, Tinder's really big here still. So we just need to step up with the times here in Montana.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So you asked this question too, before. You said, do you put your profession in your bio as a travel nurse, travel healthcare worker? We had some like mixed reviews. Some people were like, yes, this is what someone puts on Hinge. Short-term relationship, open to long. I'm in this location for travel nursing. My contract is 13 weeks, but my plans are flexible. I do what makes me happy. Or I'm a traveler, but willing to settle down for the right person. So, you know, you can be very upfront. But then there was a lot of no's. I was very surprised how much our group did not like dating apps. So, or at least are a little bit more like not so upfront about travel healthcare.
Yeah. I just put like I'm a NICU nurse or whatever. I don't put traveling nurse or traveling NICU nurse. Like I just put, that's me though. Well, we can have that conversation.
Yeah. Well, someone said they're like, I don't say anything until about date 4. By then you would have figured out if they're worth sticking around anyways. Right. So that makes sense.
I like that idea.
I do too. I think like get to know them. And another person had like talked about like being safe. And so like, you know, say it is a creep that's going on a date with you. And then they find out, oh, you're a travel nurse. You have no family here. You have no friends here. You won't be like not missed, but like it's gonna take a minute. Like the hospital is gonna be like, where are you at? But
your manager is gonna be calling for you.
Yes, but that's one thing too. And then another person is like, I don't include it because, you know, during COVID, travel nursing got the big money, like logo slapped on the on their faces. You know,
yeah, that's true.
They're like, oh, you have money. You're a travel nurse. Like you make all this money. I mean, we still hear it all the time. And so like that's another concern too by saying that. They're gonna think you have money. So either they're gonna try and be a gold digger.
Yeah, or they're looking for a sugar mama. Nope.
Yeah. You know, another person from a male perspective said it's easier, much easier for a woman traveler to get dates than the men. A man will almost always be okay with like a one night stand or like one night, 1 week, 1 month, or 13 weeks of your presence. A female sees a male traveler typically as a hard pass. So like they're like, oh, they're gonna be gone for in a month. They just want to hang out. So yeah. Feel bad for you guys out there. So, what's that?
I think that it kind of puts some doubt possibly in your mind, like, you know, up front when, you know, because you're like, oh, they're not going to be here for long. So you don't know to like how much effort to invest into it. And it could even like run a really good, it could run a great thing because you have that like preconceived conception when maybe it's again, like they're open to staying longer. They're open to settling down in that area or whatever, but
yeah. So, you know, that's what he had to say. And last one, they put that they're travel nurse and every single match wanted a quick hookup. So they just changed it to nurse. So kind of what you're looking for, put it out there. If you want people to know, like, this is not going to be anything. I just want to have someone to go to dinner with. I just want someone to hang out with. Put it out there. But if you're looking for something that's going to last, I would probably not put that you're out there. And for safety reasons too, we're all about safety. So,
yeah, I agree with that totally. Just to each your own preference, but definitely, I think I would leave it off. I mean, I know we want to, and then you can just have that conversation with them in person. You know, a few dates in, and tell them more. You know, a lot of people don't even understand what travel nurses are or what we really do, or like you said, they think we're rich from the pandemic. But you know, all of these false things that aren't true. And you can really paint the picture like, what it is that you're doing and what your long-term goals are and, you know, all of the things like that.
It's definitely just,
you know, worth having a conversation in person about, I think.
Well, it gives you something to talk about too, because then you're like, good 20 minutes of explaining what tribal healthcare is and everything like that, and your different like experiences with it and where have you been and all that stuff. So sometimes it's nice to save those conversations for in person so that way they can get to know you versus just like messaging your whole entire life story. Because when you get together, then what are you going to talk about?
Yeah. And I think they're normally like, especially if they don't, they're not in the healthcare industry and don't know about tribal nursing, like they're really curious about it. And I think too, like in some ways it can really be like an attractive quality to have someone who has, you know, traveled around the United States and has had these experiences and been to different places. And, you know, I think that's a, you know, an attractive trait to have. And they're like, okay, well, at least they've like been out, they've had life experiences. They're not just in their hometown again, like they've, you know, that they've never left. And I think it's a super great thing to have behind my belt. And I love to talk about it. And
yeah. It's fun. It's always fun hearing stories and, you know, you're like probably the best travel guide. You know what I mean? Like it'd be the best person to date because you're like, oh, I want to go here. You're like, I've been there. I have the best restaurant.
Yeah. Let's go here. Like totally. Yeah.
Well, we have one question. It says, where is the best city to date? In your opinion, I've seen in our network group, Oregon and Washington are pretty great spots. I think it was Seattle.
I think it's very though, like they're like, you know, it just depends on where you're at. Like they're very like woke in those big cities. You know what? It depends on what you're kind of used to. But as a it's a good thing because there's so much variety and so much whatever your preferences are in those big type of cities, you know, you're gonna find it there.
Yeah, versus
a small town.
I think you'll have more options, more people to meet in bigger cities for sure. Like you said, Austin is like very lively, a lot of fun. So I think you'll find, but you're going to, the bigger the city, the more variety of people and the more people that you're just going to like not be picky with, but you just have a more diverse set of people. So, you know,
nice.
Yeah. So that's really nice. And so I think probably the bigger the city, you can't really pinpoint where your soulmate is. So
that's true. I know.
Any little city. But yeah, I would just, you know, if you want to get on the dating scene, I think starting out in big cities, because you're going to get the most variety. Like if you're like, oh, I like people who go to the gym. I like people who hike. Like there's going to be all different. I like people that read, that play in a band. So you're just going to get a hodgepodge of everybody.
Yeah. I agree totally. Because it's hard in small areas. I mean, there's not, like where I'm at right now, like there's not concerts. There's not art really. There's not all of those things. It's more just, you know, out, which I love the outdoors. So that's why I picked this place. But that's the kind of people that live here, outdoorsy, mountain, skiing, all of those things, but not people that are really into art and cuisine and some other things that maybe you really like to do too, like those big cities. And I grew up in like Dallas, Fort Worth area. And that, that is a great, I mean, so much dating, so many of my friends there. Oh my gosh. Like we compare stories and could write a book probably after all of our dating stories, but you know, Dallas is a great place too. A lot of variety as well.
Yeah. And I think too, also in the smaller towns, you'll get to a point where, the dating app is like, we have nobody for you. We've ran out of people for you in your area. Expand your search. And you're like, okay, fine. Am I that picky?
I know.
It's
well, I'm really bad too, like to be like, if they live too far away, like I'll swipe left and like, maybe I don't need to do that. You know, but it makes me wonder how many other people are like, okay, if they're not within an hour of where I'm at, I'm going to swipe up. Maybe it's somebody that you really would have been interested in, but just based on distance, you're like, no.
Or if you do, you're like, oh, you can be a pen pal. Like, we'll just talk and text, but like, oh, am I really going to drive or fly a couple hours to come see you? That's how good your connection is, I guess. Whatever you decide to do. So we talked about, you know, meeting people online, but what about out in the wild? So Brandy and I were talking too, like, if you want to meet someone like out in the wild, go do something that you like to do. Like, if you don't like a drinker, don't meet anybody at the bar. That's, they're there to drink and they're there to have like a wild time maybe. So like, if that's not you, don't go to the bar to find a boyfriend. If you're active, go to the gym. You know, go hiking, find group activities. If, you know, whatever your religion is, like, find a church to go to, find a, you know, support group or something like that. Yeah.
I love that. I mean, just pursue, go do things that you love to do, and you're going to meet other like-minded people, whether that be new friends or someone that you could potentially date. Mm-hmm. I think that's a great way. And also, like, you never know, like, maybe they have friends too. And they're like, oh, hey, like, you may not have met them at whatever hobby it is that you're out there pursuing, but they're like, ooh, I know somebody that, like, that would be perfect for you. That's happened to me quite a bit too. So
welcome to my life right now. Everyone's like, I have someone perfect for you. I'm like, please don't have anybody for me.
Or like, somebody was telling, like, going, I wish I had a Trader Joe's here, but they're like, I just go to Trader Joe's and, like, what? Fine. And she's like, found people to date at Trader Joe's. Yes. I'm like, okay.
Put that on the list, everybody. Trader Joe's. Good to know. I guess that's like a well-rounded place.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like, budgety, like Aldi's, but it's not like Whole Foods.
They're in between. They're not too bougie, but.
Yeah, I think you'll find a good person there. Some people find dates at their hospitals. So maybe a patient or fellow staff. What are your thoughts on that, Brandy? Like, dating doctors? I've recently seen a post where someone's like, I want to date this doctor, and fellow staff. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, most nurses kind of have thoughts about doctors. No offense, guys. You know, we're all kind of like, oh, I would never date a doctor because, you know, XYZ, they, you know, they flirt with all the nurses. They always, you know, they work around a bunch of nurses, whatever. I've seen it go both ways. But for the most part, I think definitely you have to maintain that professionalism. It's a boundary. Yeah. You know what I mean? You have, when you go to work, like, we have to be professional. We're representing, we're there to take care of our patients. You cannot date your patients. I'm so sorry. Like, even though they, like, might be trying, the sweet little 9-year-old man, you know, them. But, like, yeah, like, we are there to be professional and to do our job. And I mean, I guess if they're discharged and you meet them out in the community after, but I would still be a little bit cautious of that. But as far as coworkers, you know, I would just be cautious. Like, you're there to work and to do a good job and to not have anything that you're doing in question. So just be professional always when you're at work. There's cameras everywhere. You will get busted and no one will want to lose their job over that. And, you know, and too, like, what if things don't work out? You still have to work with that person.
Yeah.
Too, and that could be really, really hard. I would, for the longest time, like, I never, when I was a staff nurse, even, I was like, I have never dated anybody that I've worked with, and just really maintain that professional boundary. And then I ended up, like, dating a couple guys at the hospital, but they worked in, like, a different unit than I did. I didn't interact with them at work day to day in the same unit. I think you just have to be very, very careful. And if you are, be super quiet about it. Don't tell anybody, you know, and be professional and don't do anything crazy at work or in the break room. And, you know, and I think too, like, as travel nurses, we already, like, kind of have the stigmatism that we have to already fight a little bit about, why we're there to help that unit and those staff members, you know, to take care of our patients. And if you start dating their staff, I think it's only going to hurt the reputation for travel nurses. So just be cautious. I mean, if it's true love, if you're true loving, just do it outside of work and don't tell anybody.
And then convince them to become a traveler and then get a sign-on bonus. Have them sign up with your recruiter so you can get a sign-on bonus.
Exactly. And then you can split it and go on a and then go on a vacation together from the sign-on bonus.
You know what? There should be a makeup or like a story or a movie about how a traveler just goes from hospital to hospital convincing staff nurses to come away with them. And so they just get the sign-on bonus. I'm going to write a...
but not in the way of dating. I literally like convince all the staff, usually like managers, usually like, stop trying to tell my staff to leave to go travel nursing. And I'm like, I'm sorry. They like asked me, or they like see all my adventures on, you know, on social media, and they're interested in it. Like, it's enticing. It's intriguing. They want to know more about it.
Yep. Exactly. So we also were talking about too, there's like other traveler meetups. Like I know Travel Nurse Take, they have a lot of meetups all the time. So that's a lot of fun. I know you said something about MedVenture. They have meetups and all of that. So
yeah, they even have an app. It's super cool. I was a MedVenturist last year for them, was basically an ambassador, because it's just such a fun group of people and so many like-minded fun people. And so they have an app, which is super cool. So people will like host meetups in their area, like Friendsgiving, you know, like different events they're out doing, you know, wherever. And it, again, it's more successful in those big cities like Seattle, Portland, Dallas, you know, New York, just wherever, San Diego. I know a lot of them are in California and different places and California too, but they'll go do fun things together. And then they also had, last time I looked, they had a dating app aspect to it. Also, I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to it. I was mainly just there for the meetups, and you can literally like sign up right there. And they go to TravCon too and host some meetups and do some fun things.
Yeah, speaking of like the biggest meetup for travelers, do you ever think that you're gonna find love at TravCon?
I think it's a huge possibility. I mean, again, there's just so many people there, and, you know, just even if it's not a fellow traveler, I mean, there's companies there, there's recruiters there. That's your vibe. I mean, that sort of thing. And just being out and going to the events and stuff, you know, going to the pool parties, you just never know who you're going to meet.
Yeah, definitely. So if you're looking for other travelers, definitely. I think that is like a fun spot. And then obviously you're going to make friends and everything like that. There's the Dre's nightclub that, you know, you can dance the night away. Everyone's like dressed to the nines. Like everyone is so beautiful and so handsome. It's hard to not like keep your eyes off of people.
The drinks are flowing. It's unlimited drinks. Yeah. So like, that's fun. You might help liquid courage a little bit.
Yeah. So you might've been eyeing someone in the exhibit hall all the time, or like in one of the classrooms. And then you finally get the courage to be like, do you want to dance? Like we're in junior high. And then, and then you find love, and then you can go to brunch. The breakfast that is provided, so good. So many meals are provided. I'm gonna bring food into this, but yeah, then you can go to brunch together and be like, oh my gosh, it's so fun meeting you, and plan your next adventure with that person. So you never know. Possibilities are completely endless at TravCon, so be sure to go. You might find love, but you'll definitely find friends. You'll find your travel family, and it's just so much fun. So tickets.
I met a lot of people last year and just like have maintained friendships and just have loved following their adventures too. Oh, yeah. And it's been good.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's so much fun. So yeah, I think that's all we have on. I mean, I'm sure we could go on and on, but you know, be sure to, you don't have to be looking for love everywhere you go. Just be open. And sometimes, like, when you least expect it, you'll find it. So don't put any pressure on it. Just enjoy your assignment.
Yeah, and what's meant to be will be, no matter what, I believe, still at the end of the day.
me too. So if you guys have any other questions or anything like that, message us. We'll be happy to give our insights. I know we don't have, we're not complete experts on it, but yeah, we appreciate all of you guys. And if you have any questions, reach out and just stay safe out there. And good luck finding your soulmate somewhere in the world.
Happy travels, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.